Why do we long for things? Why did Cleopatra have immortal longings? There's a kind of sad poetry in these words containing long, even our slang, so long, which Walt Whitman defended against the pedants. It is indeed less optimistic than auf Wiedersehen, less devout than adieu, less confident than au revoir, less melancholy than farewell or goodbye, which for all their good intentions do ring a solemn bell. I have often wondered about the beautiful old phrase, thinking long, which implies regret and desire as well as cogitation. In the 15th century, Marjorie Paston wrote in one of her letters that one can still read with pleasure, "Sir, I pray you, if you tarry long at London, then it will please you to send for me, for I think long since I lay in your arms." Thinking long, longing for departed loved ones. I came upon a little poem by an Ulster writer, Richard Rowley. A poor old dotard man that yammers and girns, "I was queerly different onst wee wife and bairns. The house was full of wains, all straight and strong. It's desperate lonely now, and I'm thinking long." But the old don't have to be dotard to feel lonely. Every old person who lives alone needs the consolation of unobtrusive friendliness to prevent them from thinking long too often, sometimes leading to what psychiatrists call pathological grief, the worst kind of all. The great German Rilke comes to my shoulder to whisper of one who's now alone and for whom the wait until the end may be long. So he will sit up late, write long letters, and again return to walk restlessly every day along the avenues of parks when the autumn leaves fall. Thinking long.